Are you a Mets fan?
I'm not.
I mean, that's like a pretty, what's the word? Contentious rivalry between Yankees and Mets. Like, you have to make a commitment.
Mariah comes from a Mets family.
So you're a Mets family, right?
Her parents are Mets fans. So she grew up going to Mets games. So, like, that was her team.
And for you?
I'm a Marlins fan. But when the Mets come here, Mariah and I have gone to, like, the games.
I think you can still be a Marlins fan, but when you make the decision to either wear a Mets hat or a Yankees hat, like,
that's different.
That's different. You married into a Mets family.
Yes.
So,
all Mariah's family are all Mets fans.
Like, yeah. I'm a Mets fan over the Yankees, but I'm a Rangers fan.
Okay.
So, like, that's how I would say. Like
so it's like living out here, I would go to Ducks games all the time for hockey.
Yeah.
But I'm grew up going to Panthers games. Like, Panthers was my team. My grandpa used to paint the goalie mask for the Panthers. You know how they're like, yes, have like the cool designs and stuff?
Oh boy.
So he had a sign painting and just like hand painting business.
Oh, cool.
For his entire life in South Florida. So he would do the goalie mask, paint all the signs in the stadium. He did the Miami Dolphins, all of like the signage that you see around. Yeah, he did like all sorts of, he painted the Jungle Queen.
I don't know.
You know that big ferry boat that you can ride?
Yeah, he painted the Jungle Queen. Mm-hmm.
He painted Motley Crue's private jet. Just like a bunch of like really cool.
Get out of here. You never mentioned any of this. That's sick.
Yeah, so my grandpa and my uncle, they had the sign business together. Did all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, wow. They got good handwriting?
Like, yes, amazing handwriting. But my mom asked my uncle to paint a sign for my first birthday, and he put happy birthday health.
Oh no.
But it was beautiful. And they were like, I think you messed up.
What if he's putting it through a machine and like it was a typo? You know how it like autocorrected to health?
Uh-huh.
Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe it's like coming through a screen. Like
busted.
Yeah. Health is crazy. Dude, so many people still say health in the comments when they're like typing because it just autocorrects.
Try going to a coffee shop or something and they ask for your name. Pete? Keith?
Keith?
Somebody put Keith the other day?
H-E-E-T-H?
I haven't got that.
When you got your Sharkies, it was Keith.
Yeah.
Unless you changed it to Keith.
Well, moving forward, I did.
But, why?
I changed it from my new house address.
Oh, okay.
Remaining an anonymous.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get a protection, baby. You got a kid now. You got to be careful.
Mm.
You know? Do you come up with that name yet?
No, nothing stuck yet.
No.
No, we still been tossing some around and...
When you decide on the name, are you going to wait until baby's born, this is the name, or will you be sharing the name before baby's born?
I don't know, because I don't want to say it. And then, you know, people sometimes say, like, I saw the baby's face and I just knew it wasn't that name. It was the other one we were thinking of.
How long does that time period last from the moment, like, baby, once is the birth certificate, is there some man there with, like, a pen and a quill?
You have to do it quick. I think you have, like... maybe a day or 3 days.
What? Why is that? Why do we have to? What if I? What
we
if
need
I want
social security numbers? Stat. We have a new citizen. Like you.
I understand, but just at least give a week or two hours.
I think it's pretty quick.
But like, didn't Kylie Jenner like name her baby something, and then like months later changed it? It was like Wolf or was.
But it's Kylie. She has her own
but
little.
Also, she's probably going to go through the process legally to change it.
Yeah, she's got people who can do that for.
Yeah. She's only going white no line.
Remember how iconic it was when. Ocho Cinco changed his name.
Oh, what?
A football player. He changed his name to
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Which is 85.
His name is Ocho.
Now it is. Yeah. Just like the
So people just have to like call him Ocho?
Is it Ocho Cinco 85?
Yeah.
Cinco, five, it's, Ocho. Well, I mean, it's not.
It's 85, not 85, right? 85.
How would you say 85?
Ocho y 850.
Oh, is that?
Wow.
Zane, that is not.
I know.
It.
I just came back from Thailand, so I know a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot you've been in Thailand.
Yes, I have. Bangkok, baby.
I forgot where have you been.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I look so tan. I've been fucking baking out in the sun.
Let's do it, baby.
All right, cheers.
It's Kavitao, baby.
Let's go. Wow. All right, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
Oh, fuck. I was waiting for her to say it. Oh, man. It's just the three of us today. Thank you for coming back for another episode. We appreciate it. But yes, I just got back from Ibiza, but I went to Thailand before that.
Ibiza.
I keep going back and forth. Every time I say Ibiza, I sound so just performative. Let me just say Ibiza. That's how people say it here. I'm just going to say Ibiza.
That's what Mike Posner said, right? I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Clearly said Ibiza.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing okay. You remember when he like ran around the world without shoes on?
He walked across America.
He walked across America,
but he had to stop because he got bit by a...
But did he do it with no shoes or something? What was like...
He was wearing shoes.
Why do I remember...
He got bit by a rattlesnake.
On his foot. On his toe. He wasn't wearing shoes.
I think he may have gone hobbit mode sometimes throughout his journey, but I think he's doing great.
Was he like nomading it? Like, was he just
he grew his hair out with a shirt as a bag? I think he just like kind of disappeared and just wanted to go find himself.
Didn't Shia LaBeouf do that too?
Shia LaBeouf did a lot of performance like things like that.
So he had a movie coming up. So he separated himself.
Shia LaBeouf live streamed himself in a movie theater watching all of the movies that he's ever been in.
And you could watch the live stream and go into the theater
and like see him there. He also did that one weird experiment where he put on a bag that said, I'm not famous
anymore, over his head, and you could go into a room. Was that like a fashion week or something that he did that?
I think he did a movie premiere after he got canceled for plagiarizing a short film from a comic.
Did he actually plagiarize a short film?
Yes, he did. And he plagiarized his apology as well.
Oh no, Shia LaBeouf.
But sometimes I think he was, so was did, his intention all
did
along.
Did he accept a, what, did he like kind of, what's the word?
He was
did
in he a hold dark, himself he was accountable in a dark place. Yeah, but now he's like a dad. I think Shia LaBeouf, well, Shia LaBeouf is still has issues, but he's.
I love his style though. Oh my God. You know, I like every time I'm looking for clothes to wear, I look up pictures of Shia LaBeouf. I love the way he dresses.
He does normcore very well.
Very well. I love it.
Yeah.
So I show pictures of...
We just hopped all the way here. You went to Ibiza.
I went to Ibiza, but I went to Bangkok first.
Okay.
And it wasn't like, I experienced Thailand completely different than you experienced Thailand. You were at, on the islands of Thailand.
Yeah, I went to Koh Samui.
We
got to see Bangkok from the airport.
But I got to be in the city for the whole time. So in my head, I thought we were going to experience a little bit of what you experienced. Not at all. It was straight city life, skyscrapers, rooftop bars.
How'd the city feel? Did it feel like really high end? Was it like similar to, because I really don't know what Bangkok looks like. Is it similar to like a Tokyo?
I wouldn't say it's similar to Tokyo. I would say Tokyo was definitely just different in general. Okay. Thailand, was it high end everywhere?
No, it wasn't high end everywhere. Singapore was super high end.
Was it really
end, right?
modern or was it still like kind of like.
Yeah.
It was, I'm trying to compare it to a city, but like I honestly haven't been to a city like.
Okay.
Bangkok, so it's really hard to compare it to something else, but it was not like Tokyo.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
What were you there for?
It was really fun though. We were out there honestly just to have fun, and also David wanted a vlog video, so we were like, oh, let's just go out there, it'd be fun, get to experience Bangkok. And the service out there is absolutely insane. Like the customer service out there is just like Tokyo, but 10 times, but 10 times crazier.
Yeah. Like the way
they move out of your, like, because we're in this hotel called Capella. It was like as beautiful as the Four Seasons because they invited us there and they gave us like great discounts. Amazing hotel if you're ever in Thailand. We'd be walking in the hallway and you would have to move completely out, like, or they would move completely out of the way for you because their hospitality is so insane. The whole staff would constantly be looking at you on every floor and you felt so uncomfortable because you just felt bad.
Did it seem like they were just waiting for you to ask for something and they just were just ready? Just,
as soon as they see that there's some sort of 1% inconvenience going on in your life, run right up to you. Is there anything you need? It's like, no, I'm good. Thank you. They'll walk away and look right at you again and come back to you.
Is it kind of like when you go into PacSun and they won't stop asking you what you're looking for?
Oh.
Because like, that shit drives me insane. Can I help you find anything today? I'm just browsing. Okay, well, let me know if you need anything because we've got this over here. If you want to come with me over here. Actually, do you want me to hold that? And then they're like putting things in my hand. I don't want that. Yeah.
They're not trying to sell you something, though. Okay. They just want to make sure you're taking care of as much as possible.
They're not trying to sell you on anything.
Okay. It's more just like they just want to give you the best experience.
Yeah, good.
Thailand.
I feel like they also recognize presence really well, like equally. Like it's not... from what I experienced at the Four Seasons, they, I would say like they really see you as a person and you're a fellow person as well. It's not like they're not making eye contact with you and being like, oh, so subservient to your presence. They recognize you like, anything you need.
And
no
they're
problem.
Just like never annoyed. If I was working in some sort of like hostel, I would just be annoyed all the fucking time. Yeah. I'd be like, what else do they want?
What do they need?
You would see me roll my eyes every chance I could get if I worked in a hotel like that. I'd just be so fucking annoyed. Mm. But they were just insanely amazing.
So how many nights did we do Bangkok?
We did five, I think five nights.
Oh
five
boy. Days. Did you guys go out? Did you party?
We did. No, we partied maybe like two of the nights out there because we were just really tired. So we would do shit all day and then we would go back. One day we went to this zoo out in Thailand, and obviously like there is like some animals like don't get treated well out there. So we're like,
oh yeah.
We were just watching out for that, especially when we're like filming or whatever. We went to the zoo and it is insane how open this zoo is with their animals. Like we were, I'll show you a video for the people watching. There's a video of a fucking tiger. It's like almost a little bit above a baby tiger just sitting on a lap of like a guest out there.
Oh.
And there's a line, but there's no chain on the tiger. The tiger is just fucking loose. The tiger could at any moment jump and just attack anybody in this fucking zoo. It was insane. I was sitting there like shaking. I'm like, this tiger could just like go crazy right now.
Yeah. I don't do that stuff.
And the person that's like running it, it's not like they're like ready for it. They're just like, on the
just
like
super confident that nothing's
super confident
happen.
That nothing like this tiger is gonna do nothing wrong.
Damn.
Just like the monkeys, just like everything out there is just kind of just so open where you're waiting in line.
They gotta be putting some sort of sedation
or maybe just
for
the
them
tiger.
To be chill. Just
has
little,
to, it has
they're
to.
Giving them like little tiger Xanax. You know they're making them.
I mean they're feeding them. They're feeding them like every
are tigers from Thailand. Where are tigers from?
Yeah, they got tiger, Thailand. Duh.
or maybe it's just in their frequency. They know that they're like close to their native like land. I don't know.
But just the risk. But I guess, I mean, can you like sue zoo in Thailand?
They
like,
probably,
what are you
going
to do?
They make you sign something before going in the cage.
Yeah, we didn't
probably,
sign anything.
You probably checked some box. It was just written out all. Tigers are native to Asia. So, yep, they are in Nepal, Thailand, Bangladesh.
Yep. A crazy thing that we saw was, remember we're talking about how like some elephants weren't like treated well? So this one was really sad. In the zoo, there's a whole area where there were like their elephants, but they were on the same grounds as like the people, like the grounds of the zoo, like where the pathways basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine you're walking a pathway at a theme park and like there's two turns, right? But this turn is just all elephants where the pathway is. It's really weird. And they're all chained up to the floor and they have like about this much room to walk.
Oh.
It's insane. They're giant elephants. And we were gonna go up and like pet, and we're like, this is like really fucking
elephants
weird.
Elephants are
sad.
Wise. They never, you know, yeah, elephant never forgets.
They're very bright.
And yeah, they can like paint and stuff too. Like it's mentally what they're capable of is pretty crazy.
Have you seen the elephant riding the skateboard?
No.
That's an AI video. No,
I'm not surprised.
But
there is one.
I just couldn't understand why they didn't give them more link. To walk around, it was like this fucking.
Maybe because they would step on it, like the chain. I don't know,
but yeah, it was really sad. I that kind of killed our mood. We're like, let's just get.
You just go there with bolt cutters when they're not looking.
I'm about to.
But like that's the thing, though. If everybody had that same approach as you guys had, where you saw it and you're like, no, I'm not going to go over to it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it anymore.
That's true.
If nobody was going over to the elephant exhibit,
mm-hmm.
they'd be like, okay, well, maybe we should. Let them go do their thing.
Yeah. I'm thinking about opening up a zoo and letting the animals run around everywhere. in a dome.
Okay.
You know, and it's like you're at your own risk. You have like a 30
page.
They
just want to play God.
Buy Zoo Tycoon. You can do that. I'm pretty sure.
Or build a giant ark, like a Noah's Ark theme. Where like the zoo is on a giant ark.
And there's only two animals.
Well, we don't have to go as that far as for the theme, but just like, you know, fill up the whole arc with like different animal, different
and it
levels.
Might as well be out on the water too, right?
Yeah, kind of like the Queen Mary. Just
it's an, it's a
there.
Cruise line. Hear me out. Carnival Cruise, guys.
Noah's
Ark Cruise.
Yeah.
And you could do your zoo theme on there and you just cruise around the world. And then the captain.
I hate
is Noah. The captain's a giraffe.
The captain is Noah.
So yeah, I'm trying to remember like all the things that we did out there. What's so something else that we went? Oh, we went to this department store that was insane. Just giant department store. So cluttered. And the entire floor was like plus size floor. And the name of all these places were like Fat Cow and Big Butt Girls. It's just like different like names where it's, you didn't know if they knew what it was called, or was it like almost like a shaming thing that they were, I have no fucking idea. It just makes no sense that they were calling.
Oh my God.
Fatty Shop.
Big Girl.
Love Calories. It was everywhere. What? Every single store. Moomoo. Every single store was like this. And I remember us seeing it in Japan, but this place was just like,
world?
It was 20 times more. We couldn't believe it. We're like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Like to them, like it might be the equivalent of being like thick and sexy. You know what I mean?
We're
like,
that would be like, but a little like, extra to love.
Right. Right. But like when it's translated, it's just,
Do you think they maybe purposely do that?
Get where off they're like, the
it brings,
scale.
It brings more people in.
I don't. Or we're clearly talking about, we're taking pictures, so they must be way ahead of it.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? It's working. We're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep.
Well,
it like this.
I don't know. I don't. Do you think though? I don't know who's behind it. Because do you think someone who is just a normal like Thai customer, do they know English? Could they put that two and two together?
Or maybe could.
Maybe they're just so open there. It's like, what's the shop? Shops for fat guys.
Well, yeah.
What do you want? Like, they're just like,
we used to have huskies. Like, we used to have husky sections. I don't think huskies.
Ooh, boy, I was through that husky section. That
is
was
it
me.
Still considered plus size right now?
What, husky?
Yeah,
I don't know like, how they label it in the store. I remember going to like JCPenney as a kid. You'd see husky and petite.
Husky's crazy.
Husky. I think they are big and tall. That's still like
big
a thing.
And tall. But that's more men. I feel like men would have big and tall.
Oh, and then what do they call like a woman's section that is like for, I don't know. I think plus sizable. I don't know.
Calories.
Why not just add it to the rack? Can we not just make the rack, you know?
Fucking crazy.
There's something about love calories that's like kind of positive. I kind of like that.
So wrong.
It's like love calories. Because like when I was big, like I loved calories. I loved calories. I loved eating. Like it was just something positive about that. I don't know.
That's crazy though that they're just that
big girl
rude and bold about it.
But when I read those signs, I in my head I look at it and I snap with it, like big girl, you know.
yeah
love calories. it sounds better.
Fatty and fat girl, that was the craziest one I saw. Fatty and fat girl.
Yeah, like who are you? Which one
this
are
is
you?
My outfit for the day, this is from big girl and this is from love calories.
Yeah, like,
if somebody said,
like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I was a creator though, and if I was like a plus size creator and you wanted to do a little outfit haul,
yeah,
it would make for a good video.
But you know what? They had guys, clothes in there too, but all the stores were two girls. Like I didn't see, there was no fat boy clothing.
Right.
Or like fat dude or big ass boys or something. it was just girls, but they had guy stuff in it. Very, very, very interesting.
Very bizarre.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Shopify.
When we were young, we used to dream of being anything, an astronaut, the president, a prince or a princess. But as you get older, your dreams change, focusing less on running the world and more on how you can take your skills and ideas and turn them into something real. Instead of dreaming of going to space or owning your own castle, maybe you should start dreaming of owning your own business. You'll need a website, a payment system, a logo, and a way to advertise to new customers. It can all be overwhelming and confusing, but thankfully, that is where today's sponsor, Shopify, comes in.
And Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started.
And you must be thinking, what if I can't design a website? Shopify's got you from the get-go with beautiful, ready-to-go templates to match your brand style.
What if you need a hand? Get help with everyday tasks like enhancing product images, writing product descriptions, or generating discount codes with Shopify's AI tools created for commerce.
What if you're just getting started and you're worried that people haven't heard about your brand? Shopify helps you find your customers with easy to run email and social media campaigns.
Ugh, and what if I get stuck? Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/unfiltered.
Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, shopify.com/unfiltered.
Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. Oh, we went to the red light district.
Oh boy.
It was late. We're like, we're all drunk. We're like, oh my God. We had like, that's one of the places that we're like, we wanted to check out. Let's just like at least walk through it. See what the hype is about. Mm-hmm. We literally got on there. We walked it. We're like, oh, it was so short. Like the actual like district,
the strip, like it's it felt like, a like walk,
it was
a
like
block?
200 feet. Yeah. Like a block.
Okay.
It was a block. You got it. Like, oh, that was it. And then we left. Like, okay. It was just like, it was just, there was just nothing to it.
And then we left.
Was there a bunch of,
we just like went. It was like,
yeah, no, there was no good ladyboys.
There was, there a bunch of like old white bald American guys walking around?
No, we were the only ones walking through there. It was just us.
They were the old white
guys. We were the old white guys. And,
did you get approached?
None of the ladyboys looked like the ladies though.
Well, we don't know which ones are which, but
we saw a bunch of videos on TikTok where guys are posting how beautiful really the lady boys were. So, but when we got there, we didn't see any beautiful. There was none of the sort out there. No beautiful lady boys. So, but they're all.
And he was looking,
and we were looking, and we didn't see any.
Did they call it? Were there red lights though?
No.
It's not like they're in glasses. I've never even seen a red light district. I just know that's how Amsterdam's works, where it's like women behind windows and stuff.
Yes, it wasn't like that.
You just walk down the street and people are like
out there. Yeah, like
are they pulling? Are they trying to? Well, I know.
Oh, they were very
into like their own.
Oh, they were very aggressive, trying to pull you away.
Very aggressive.
Oh boy,
they're almost like digging your claw, like their claws into you to like bring you inside their like joint. Very, but I didn't. I was strong. I don't sexualize me. You know, you can't just take me out for a spin.
Right.
Yeah, get me dinner first.
Yeah, give me some pad thai.
Yeah.
Did you have good pad thai?
No, I didn't. I didn't have 1 ounce of pad thai.
I'm so pissed.
Oh, pad thai's so good. Tom yum soup?
But
he didn't have pad thai either.
I was trying to, I was trying to like eat.
Oh, healthy.
Kind of healthy out there or try to still follow what I was eating here. So here I eat like rice and ground beef or rice and ground turkey every day. So out there I was eating the same thing, but Thai version of that. So I was eating their ground chicken with rice with like an egg on top. It was beautiful. It was great.
That's good.
I was eating it every single day. I liked the regimen. It was really fun. We'd work out. I'd eat that.
Did you go to the beach at all? Did you go on any boats or anything? Like
not in Thailand.
Okay.
Not in Thailand.
Then sorry.
Oh, this was really interesting. We went out to dinner with these guys that are, that live in Thailand.
Okay.
And they were telling us that, to bring in any supercar into Thailand from outside of the country, there's a 300% tax.
Yeah.
So if you see any Lamborghini out there in Thailand, you know they spent three times more.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's
there's quite a few places insane. That are
and
like
there was
that.
Quite
a,
there we saw some cars out there like just knowing that they're spending that much extra just to bring it in the country.
They always
is insane.
Say if you can't afford it three times, then you shouldn't buy it.
That's true. That's true.
Clearly, I can't.
Yeah, when he told us, we could not fucking believe it. It was like knowing that like there's $400,000 to $600,000 cars just like rolling in this country is insane because that's how much they paid for it.
Pretty wild,
crazy. We went to the rooftop where they shot that Hangover scene.
Oh.
So many people take pictures.
Cool.
It's crazy how many people still take pictures up there. When we're up there, when we did our little like bit or scene up there, there was 3-4 other people that went right after us to take pictures. And it's crazy that movie is so fucking old.
Is it Hangover 2 or Hangover 3? They go to
Hangover
Thailand.
2. They
Hangover
go to Bangkok.
Got it.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Is that exact? I couldn't like, it's unbelievable that people still go out there and take a picture there.
That's
it's
really
so
cool.
Old. But then I wonder how many people the movie brought.
Oh, I'm sure
to
a lot
Bangkok.
Of people go.
Cause that's kind of like why we went.
Probably like American tourists for sure.
Yeah.
There's definitely a surge of it.
They see how they had the drunk night. They're like, we got to have it. Yeah. Go out there. It's nothing like that, but it was still really, really fun. We also that's went cool. to this, high rise, like really tall structure. We went to the rooftop and they had a section where you could stand above and it's all see-through.
Oh,
that was
no,
it Heath, you would have fucking no, hated it. It was the worst.
What, like Final Destinations? Like
yes,
shit?
Yes, where you like you can look down and you see.
So you're just looking through glass.
Yeah.
Under how high up are you?
Yeah, you're very high up. I forget how many. They showed like the a graph of like how tall, and it was higher than the Eiffel Tower, higher than
you walked on it.
Yeah, they could. They wouldn't let you bring your phone because just because they didn't want people to drop their phone, it would crack. I was like, how thin is this fucking glass where you can't even drop your phone? They made you wear like booties. I'm like, how?
Oh, then why are we even walking on it if I can't bring my phone? That sounds like the one thing I would want to like.
No, I know, but I'm talking about just safety wise. Like,
yeah,
we gotta wear booties and no phones. Like, how? Like, where
That's
are we at with the
insane?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh no,
it's terrifying.
It should be more like panes on it too. It's just like bare glass.
I fell asleep for 30 minutes after I stood. Like when you look down, you're like, oh, and I'm sick.
How long were you standing on it? Did you walk out like a minute?
I think like 7 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's way too many people for me to be.
Yeah.
No.
No, you really like you feel like it's about to break on you. It's terrible. And just knowing that they just had that earthquake out there. Hey, you didn't see it on TikTok? Like it was maybe like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was right after.
Remember that high, like you saw the water like from the pools like going on. That was there. That was here.
Oh wow, it was 78 floors up.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, and that's a building.
Absolutely not.
That's a crazy looking building too. That looks like it's straight out of Minecraft.
And when you're in the elevator, when you get it's to really the top, it's like your ears just pop like 3 times just because of how high it is.
I do want to do one of those things where they've got like a floating kind of ladder bridge that goes across things and you're harnessed in and you have to like run across the steps.
No, why? No,
I would do that if I'm harnessed in.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're harnessed in.
Like out of the game show Wipeout, like you want it like...
So they'll have things where you have to like you're up super high like that and there's steps.
Yes, I've seen this.
With the gaps in between it and you run across them and you like jump like... You'll fall, but you're not going to go through it. Like, you have the harness on.
We were just talking about this last episode. I thought we weren't going to,
something
like,
about the false sense of security for a harness makes me feel a little bit okay.
And also thinking, like, could I have done it if...
Right.
Even though the harness is there, like, seeing you hop all across these little...
In a dire emergency, would I be able to boom, 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 and run across
The thing is that with the harness, though, it's like you...
It could doesn't toss
it have
off your
a resistance
weight.
On it?
I'm sure
it's got to have a little sort of like resistance.
Maybe.
But just,
it probably carries a little bit of weight that tosses off like your balance. But maybe I would try that. I don't want to be that high up.
You zip line from skyscraper to a skyscraper?
No.
Zip line is different though. There's been so many accidents that happen on zip lines that I'm...
That's true. Did you see the accident where the girl's hair got caught?
There was that one and then another one that just happened where the guy didn't catch her and she slammed her face into the big catch block.
Oh.
You know at the end where you like go and then like you hit the end? Something happened where her face smacked the block and I'm like, see, these That's people... It. Like, they're not paying attention.
It's human error. You're relying on the person on the other side to really take care of you when you zooming in that fast. Fuck that. They,
and your dad got injured.
My dad almost died from ziplining. Insane. Insane.
No,
when he showed me the picture, I can't believe he doesn't have the fucking picture anymore. He, like, didn't save it. How do you not save that picture?
Probably a scary memory.
I think it was, like, a paparazzi picture. I think the news got a picture of the zipline so they could, like, for the story. And... I was like, Bubba, I would have put that as my main feed on Instagram if I were you.
Yeah.
Like, God was watching over me today. Like, I do that as a caption and, like, make it black and white.
That would be your personality.
After, ever since Alaska, the zip line that we did in Alaska, I never want to do it again. That was truly one of the scariest moments of my life, doing that zip line. Were you there, Matt?
You guys on the cruise. I didn't do the whole adventure.
We did a zip line it literally felt like... I don't even know how they could do a zipline from that high to that.
It was big. It was big. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that stuff.
We did more in Thailand. I just can't remember. But from there, we went to Ibiza. We were with this brand called New Project, like a brand from Spain.
Yes.
It was like their first little trip that they...
You're wearing it now.
I'm wearing it right now. Yeah. It's their first...
Nude project.
And you know what? We did see the founder, Bruno, we did see him nude on the boat. So the branding makes sense with the...
So he's really about that. Like,
he was walking around naked on the boat.
No, no. He just like pulled his pants down and jumped to the water. It was like a quick like moment. But as soon as he did, it was like, it's called Nude Project. We can't like really...
Yeah, I guess so.
...expect anything less than that. But it was just their first brand trip, and they got this house on the side of, I forget what city it was in Ibiza, but it was like, it was far away from like where everybody parties.
The company is based in Ibiza?
No, it's based in Spain. Well, in Spain.
So they all went out to Ibiza for a trip.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, they went to Ibiza for a trip. They're out there all the time in general. Okay. He loves it there, so he wanted to do the trip there first. You would think that we did a lot of partying out there, but we didn't.
Oh,
we did. It was mainly like day activities. Mm-hmm. And we did so much during the day where we were so exhausted at night and we were still like really jet lagged from Bangkok, because the way we traveled was, it's like 10 and a half hours to Bangkok, or sorry, it was,
yeah, y'all went around the world.
Yeah. It was 15 hours to Bangkok and then 12 hours to Ibiza. And then 10 and a half hours back. So we literally traveled.
Did you go back across the Pacific, or did you,
we went across, the back across the Pacific.
Oh, okay. Got yeah. it.
Or Ooh. No, we,
or went across the Atlantic. Did you go? Yeah, you almost went around the world.
Yeah.
That's insane. Crazy.
We were on the plane for so fucking long.
I bet.
We didn't really go out to any nightclubs out there except for one place called Universe. This place holds like 15,000 people. We were there. There was like 12,000 people at Damn. This like Fisher.
At a club?
No, it was like, it felt more like a concert hall. It wasn't a club, because okay. we were expecting, in our head was like, oh, it's going to be this like dance club, but it was nothing like that. It felt like a, you know, where when we, fuck. Remember the Shaq?
The Shrine?
Remember Shaq's little concert that he had, Shaq?
Yeah, for like what, Halloween or
something like that. Did he ever go to that?
No.
Okay. It was like that, where the event, where they held that
the
event.
The Shrine Auditorium. Is USC, that what the Shrine downtown? Is? The Shrine. It's like a big, massive like hall kind of.
Maybe. Yes. Okay. Maybe that's it then.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but like nicer.
Got it.
And they were all there just to watch him. Like everybody was just face forward watching Fisher. And we got there and we're like, oh, this isn't the vibe that we were like.
It's packed.
It was just packed. Yeah. We couldn't even like get through. We're like, oh, let's just go. So we went to eat and then we went home. But
before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Function Health.
Baby, there is a reason why Heath and I chose Function. It's the only health platform that gives you access to the kind of data most people never see and the insights to actually take action. Inside Function, you can test over 160 biomarkers, from heart and hormones to toxins, inflammation, and stress. You can also access multi-region MRI and CT scans, all tracked in one secure place over time. It's a near 360 view to see what's happening in your body. And that's why top health leaders like Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Andrew Huberman, and Dr. Jeremy London are all behind Function Health.
Is there a new normal? Because normal has changed. A normal skincare routine 20 years ago, bar soap, apricot scrub. Now you got a 5-step process to serums, actives, slugging, red light masks. Over that time, taxis became rideshares, TVs became streaming, and maps became GPS. But healthcare, normal has stayed in the past. Your normal annual labs, 20 basic markers, no hormones, no inflammation, no metabolic insight. And if those limited tests came back in range, you were told, oh, you're fine, even when you didn't feel fine. So let's be honest, if the old version of normal worked, we'd all feel better than we do.
Exactly. I want to stop guessing when it comes to my health. Function can help you stop guessing with advanced tests like their T3 free, T4 free, TGAB antibodies, and TPO antibodies, which test how well your thyroid's actually working, not just in range. They also test for ferritin. They also test for vitamin D, leptin and insulin, and ApoB and LPA, which are advanced markers for cardiovascular risk, often left out in standard testing.
That's right, baby. Welcome to the new normal in health, not the outdated version you grew up with. Your baseline, your body, all on your terms.
So if you want to learn more and join using our link, the first 1,000 people get a $100 credit toward their membership. Visit www.functionhealth.com/Zane or use gift code ZANE100 at sign up to own your health.
Thank you so much, Function Health, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. How is the food in Ibiza?
Like, pretty
what,
bad.
What is their cuisine?
The places that we went to that were like just off the street.
Uh-huh.
It was like pretty, it was pretty bad. We got nachos. We're like, we'll get nachos.
How and do you fuck that
You
up?
Would expect like nachos, exactly what it's it like is. Spanish, nachos, right? So, it got to our table. It was dirt. It was
dirt.
No.
It was dirt.
You know the plate that you'd put, you'd bring to a party, where it's like you carrots, celery.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine a plate like that, right? So it was that type of plate. It was Doritos on the side, and in the center, it was. In the center, it was like a little bit of salsa, a little bit of ground beef, and like a little bit of like shredded cheese. Like, oh. it felt more of like a
what you like, make when you get home from school in sixth
for
grade.
A kid, yeah, no, it was unbelievable. We couldn't believe we got to the table. We looked back at the server thinking it was a joke. Like, oh, he's fucking around with
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Like, this is funny. But no, it was their nachos. And you would think that it would be better over there.
Not even melted cheese.
No melted cheese.
Wow.
It was insane. We couldn't believe it. And it was like the Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, it made no sense. And then, well, like Natalie got that. I got like a chicken bowl.
Okay.
But it was just very, very like that bad. I don't know how to explain it. It was bad.
Weird.
And I can eat
it's
anything.
Expensive there too, right? It's kind of comparable to like Mykonos.
It was like they definitely like up it because it's a tourist area. People are like flying in. Normally yeah. they just kind of like jack it up just a little bit. Like the Airbnb that we had was like was pretty pricey for where we were staying. Cause me, Natalie, and Ilya had to stay in an Airbnb. Mm. We had to like go back and forth to the new.
But maybe you never know. They might have to pay 300% to import Doritos.
That's true.
And like that's
a luxury.
Yeah, you never know. Hey, we got Doritos over here.
You know, oh, so it was like more, it was just like a high end, like premium yeah. nachos.
You okay, never know. It could have been a specialty.
Their coffee was amazing.
Okay.
We went out to, we had a boat day. That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Really pretty out there. And the water was just like not even that cold. It was just like perfect.
I love a good boat day. Okay.
And then I got really sick the last day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm still like congested.
Like cold
from
sick
it.
Or like flu sick?
Congested. Just like the last day we did we went on the buggies, dirt buggies, and so much fucking dirt. So much dirt was in my face.
Ooh.
For like, it was like an hour and a half ride back and forth. So I think we're
no like mask or balaclava.
We did, but it like didn't matter. There's just amount of dirt that went it like got me it got me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Nice.
Like it's times like this where I wish that we could record outside of the country. Like you'll remember everything.
Yeah.
If we were able to like just have a podcast set with us. Yeah. In the moment, just record.
It looked really cool though.
Yeah. It was nice. I it was a much needed little like vacation.
Good.
We filmed a lot, but it was still like fun, you know? What'd you guys do?
You were out of town too, right?
I was out of town for a long time.
Nashville.
Went to Tahoe and then Michigan for 4th of
That's
July.
Right.
If we want to talk boats.
Yes. How did your, who
were
you again?
Our boat parade. Well, so we all, you know, last year we did bananas and we went globally viral. With
Globally viral is crazy.
We did. You want to challenge that?
I'm not doubting it.
We went globally viral last year. I'm talking, I think we may got, well, 18 mil on TikTok, but like on Instagram last year, it was like, I swear we got 60 million or something like that because the F1 community went nuts. We were in banana suits because Charles Leclerc live streamed in a banana costume and just the F1 global world loved
got
it.
It
was tagging all the racers in it. Anyways, that was last year. And then we couldn't make up our mind about what we wanted to do. And then I was talking to my brother. I'm like, what if we were just like a character, somebody everybody knows or whatever. Yeah. And I was like on Amazon. I was like, oh, what if we did Guy Fieri? And my brother goes, that actually could work. And we're like, okay, let's do that. Easy for everyone just to get a flame shirt with the little visor with the hats.
Did anybody go as far as dyeing their hair?
Nobody did that.
You see, I would have bleached and dyed my hair for it.
You're already ready to go.
Exactly.
But we went in not wanting to win the contest. And so we're going around the bend. And next thing we know, you know how up where the lake house is Amish community.
Yes.
There's a bunch of Amish that live out there.
TikTok.
We go by and all of the Amish come out for the boat parade.
Yeah.
And we kind of forgot we would run into them. They all come down by like just the bank of the loading dock right out of the woods. And they're with all their families and their kids wearing their Amish garb. And we pull up and we look to the left and we're singing Highway to Hell to these Amish people. They
That's
have no
funny.
Clue who Guy Fieri is, but they see a bunch of people in flamed buttoned up t-shirts, flames all across.
You guys look like the boat of the
Highway
devil.
Highway to Hell. And they were loving it. They were loving it.
Yeah, I feel like Amish people, they listen to music like that.
I don't know if they listen to it. They are aware.
They don't listen. They know the song. They know these songs, but I don't think they're...
The comments were very interesting about people who are like, actually, Amish people are very accepting. And then some people are like, no, Amish people definitely think all y'all definitely are on your highway to hell.
Yeah.
But and it was funny. We recorded that bit and it was just so funny that the song's playing. And then everyone started commenting, isn't this a Family Guy bit? And I'm like, what are they talking about? What Family Guy bit? you know how Family Guy has so many cutaways? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like The Simpsons, where like they predict things that yeah. happen. There was a clip on Family Guy of Peter with an Amish guy going, highway to hell.
I'm no on the way.
Highway to hell.
What?
We couldn't believe that, like, this moment that we just captured.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Way to hell.
Oh, my God.
And
that's really
this moment
weird.
Just spontaneously
and
happened
to us. And you were just randomly
us.
Playing that song as you guys were going by.
Yes. It was just wild that this moment we were experiencing had already been done by Family Guy.
Oh, so, my. How many people brought that up in the comments?
In the beginning, there was like someone goes, wasn't this on Family Guy? And it had like 233 likes. And this was right when it was getting traction. And I'm like, what are they talking about? And I find that bit and we couldn't believe
it. That's crazy.
It.
That's like actually insane.
Yeah.
So weird.
But so that was like our fun little viral moment. We did not win the parade.
But you didn't want to win.
But if the Amish if the Amish people were judging, you would have won.
Do you want to know who won this year?
Who?
Was it good? Yoma's cousin, Lil Nepetis.
It was pretty cute. It was George and Abe's hot dog stand. They made the whole boat like a hot dog stand.
I went to the screen like you were going to pull it up. Like you had it.
Oh,
they were just cooking hot dogs on the,
they just made the whole thing look like an old fashioned colonial hot dog stand, a very patriotic American vibes. It was okay. Well done. And then second place, I believe was, hold on 1 second. Lady Liberty. Someone did a really good Statue of Liberty. I've seen it before.
Did it look like that?
Yes, that's exactly what it looked like. That is the one
I
that
can't
won.
Believe you found that.
Oh, do you think they, wait, is
click
that what?
The Facebook status.
Is that it?
That one?
Oh, that's a TikTok.
Oh.
But we'll see.
They
actually made a little TikTok of doing it.
Oh, well, wait, is that them?
Yeah, that is them. And then, I don't know if we're going to be in this.
You're in the back. You're in the back like this, Matt. Damn, that looks really good.
And honorable mentions were Little Mermaid. Someone did like an Under the Sea one. That was pretty impressive.
Really? Damn.
And then one guy did a John Deere tractor.
That's cool.
And looked, I mean, the dude cut it out of wood, like got it fastened up to his pontoon boat. Very similar to that. More closer to that one.
Damn,
and
that's
this
good.
Dude had a like a fake smokestack, or what do you call it? Like the exhaust pipe?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what he was doing on his boat, but he would make black smoke come out of it as he was going by.
Did you guys do anything to wrap your, like, did you wrap your boat in anything?
Yeah, with just like flame tablecloths off Amazon. We wanted it to be easy because my uncle just redid like the whole boat and got new leather.
Did you at least get an honorable mention?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't either.
But you had the most viral TikTok.
Yeah, we were hitting the Amish community. Yeah. So
I think next year they're going to look at numbers and be like, okay, maybe we should let the King family win this year, because obviously they're going viral every year and we don't see any of these other boats go viral.
It's just, we don't have that much time. All those people who are really good at their boats, those are like local
folks that are taking weeks
to prepare it. And they have, I think the younger kids are really getting into it. And for us, we just don't have the bandwidth.
Matt, I think you should put more time and effort into your boat next year.
I know, but I hate being that like cousin the whole time we're at the lake. Like, guys, all right, stop drinking. We need to go in the garage.
Somebody on these boats are being that person.
Well, we did say this next time around, we're going to assign responsibilities way earlier in advance.
There you go.
So we have the vision. You're only going to be focused on this one thing. You get the supplies.
Everybody's got to pull their own weight.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Exactly.
So the boat parade was a hit, and then went to Nashville for my birthday. That was really fun. Did a 17 piece omakase sushi dinner experience.
I'm sorry,
what?
So do you know what omakase is?
I've heard of it, but what is it?
Omakase is a sushi dining experience, but it's the one where it's like one bite at a time. The chef, omakase.
Oh, I couldn't.
How it translates.
I couldn't.
It's like chef's choice.
Not anymore.
He has a set piece thing. You eat it. And you work your way through the menu.
And how long does it take per bite? Like between each bite?
I would say
you kind of go at your own pace.
But it's all about like eating and enjoying the flavor and the taste of it. Zane, I think you like.
No, you know what I do? I eat the first one. Give me a thing of ginger.
But you know what? You know what? I just had the McDonald's snack wraps that are back last night. And
when did it come back?
I don't know, but it was on the menu yesterday when I went, and it was banging.
Wait, it was good?
Ooh, so good. Sorry. Omakase.
Well, Remy told me about it years ago because, you know, Remy knows all the good spots around town. And when we were first becoming friends with Remy, I'm like, what's your favorite sushi place? She goes, have you done omakase? And I'm like, tell me about that. She explained it.
places in LA and a lot of omakase places are take very serious, very quiet.
Yeah.
You got to kind of already act like you know what you're doing, act like you've been there before. Mm-hmm. And I've been too intimidated to do it. But this one is called Sushi Bar in Nashville. Once again, it's very expensive. You got to book it way in advance. But it's kind of like three American guy chefs who are so passionate about sushi.
Yeah.
And they are like really fun and will explain what it is you're about to eat, how they prepped it.
I feel like it's kind of like bourbon steak with their just like it's such an experience.
How high end and like the way that they
And
that's, really take pride in
you're paying also for the education and the knowledge.
And that's
too.
What like a lot of the reviews were like, if you're a person who's been wanting to try omakase, but you've been too shy to do it, this is the perfect place to do it.
Okay. So, okay. Is there a place in LA that you recommend that?
Well, there's this one place, I believe it's called Sushi Park that all the celebrities go to, but it's not like that nice on the inside,
but it's
expensive.
But it's good.
It's across from the Equinox in West Hollywood in the top of that strip mall. Like,
it's in a strip mall.
Strip mall. Like Taylor Swift will go there, John Mulaney, Bo Burnham. Like, apparently, I don't know.
It's the spot, huh?
Is that something you have to book like way in advance too?
You know what? They may take you on like a random night and fit you there, but I know it's not that nice. It's just expensive as hell.
It's the hole in the wall places that are like the best food.
But it's so expensive. That's why celebrities like to go there because no one's going to be there. Like, yeah. I don't know.
So when you do, there's an order you have to eat them in, right? Like, do you start with a specific one that they want you
to? It's their set course. Everyone gets it at the same time. You eat it at the same time.
That must be so nice as a restaurant to like know that like you're serving the same exact thing to every single person at that restaurant. Like it's just like, just work is just so easy. I feel like you know what you're doing every day.
And
you know exactly how much to get.
It's going
to
be good for everybody.
Yeah, inventory, you know how much you need.
And you're not supposed to dunk, dip, add nothing. You eat it how they present it, right?
No, you don't ask for soy sauce. No soy sauce. No ponzu, no wasabi. Mm. You take it because that chef has perfected and mastered bite of what he's giving you.
I show up like that. Oh, Anya Taylor-Joy from The Menu. Can you just make me a burger?
Yeah, make me a cheeseburger.
Just a cheeseburger.
And that was really great for my birthday. And then after that, we did a lake weekend at Lake Kiowa outside of Texas with my high school friends.
Nice.
So, after your birthday?
After my birthday. We did nonstop, man.
Ever feel like your mornings are as wild as a trip to a crowded department store, trying to find what you need but only finding chaos? Thrive Market makes grocery shopping the opposite. Simple and stress-free. Everything shows up at your door, from clean snacks to pantry staples, all high quality and with over 1,000 sketchy ingredients restricted. Trusted brands like Rouse and Chomps are just a click away, so you can shop from your couch and never worry about hidden junk. Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Are you used to like all the traveling now? Because you travel a lot. Do you get like jet lag? Do you feel like, are you just so used to it now where you can like travel and
I'm
not feel tired?
I'm pretty used to it, but like it's been tough coming back to reality from it. So I don't know. As long as I'm looking forward to everything I'm going to, I can keep going.
But that's good. That's fun.
Yeah, it's nice. Especially if you have like time to do your laundry and shit too. That's pretty great.
Dude, my clothes, they were stinking in my fucking suitcase.
Did you have to rewear stuff?
No, I didn't rewear anything because I brought a lot of clothes. Man, I could...
But putting it in your suitcase made the rest stink?
I could fill up so much of my suitcase. Mm. It's a talent. They can't believe every time I open my suitcase. Dude, I have like... I could fit 300 shirts in my suitcase if I wanted.
I love taking my time and packing. And I take my time repacking when I leave.
Me
too. I put
too.
It all back. Even
I need
if
to get
it's
better
30,
at that. I tell myself that every time and the vacation starts. I'm just
stuffing.
Pulling shit out.
How do you pack your suitcase? I do it the same way every single time.
Yeah. Okay. So open, right? I do all of my pants. I fold the same way, just like I used to do at PacSun. And then I put them together. So it's got like the crotch part that comes out when it's folded. So it's kind of like this shape, right? So I'll do all of those stacked and then I flip it and I'll do them the same way. Or it would be kind of like this. So they lay together perfectly like that. And then I do the strap to lock that
down. Which side?
So
I think pants should go on the side where the retractable arms come up because there's usually like two little like rivets there.
Yes.
So you don't want to put your shirts on that because that causes like a crease in the shirts.
Yes.
You do the shirts on the flat side, pants on the, you know, the handle side.
So if I do that, sometimes I don't have enough. So I'll do just those and then I'll put shoes with it too because the shoes fit in the ridges nicely.
Okay.
And then the other side, I'll do all t-shirts stacked perfectly on the bottom, and then I have underwear and socks at the top. So I put the lighter stuff at the top because otherwise that would just get like everything would fall.
Interesting.
So
okay.
Put the heavier stuff at the bottom.
Socks in That's my good. Shoes because it gives it like.
I pack so much socks.
You don't squish it.
All my clothes, my shirts, my pants, my socks, my underwear, everything that it has to do with my clothes that I wear are laid flat on one side. Imagine that. Just everything is like laid flat. Boom, boom. My socks, boxers, everything are laid flat. Nothing's rolled up or not. Yep. And then on the other side where the ridges are, that's where my shoes, my toiletry bag.
Okay.
My hoodies.
Toiletry bag in your suitcase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's some things that you can't bring as a carry-on because there's so much fluid in there.
Okay. Okay. If we're talking like bigger products.
Yeah. And it prevents your bag from being pulled to the side.
Okay.
Yeah. Because now, it's usually toiletry stuff.
For me, my carry-on though, I put all my favorite shirts in my carry-on because if I lose my luggage through whatever, at least I got some good fucking shirts to wear.
Oh, you know
on
what?
My trip.
I don't even think about that.
I always think if this gets lost in luggage.
Yeah.
I still have my carry-on with me, and those are good tops, and I can figure out my bottoms easy. Yeah.
I feel like it's so rare for them to lose your bag, no?
I just thought for
you to like, I know it happens, but like,
there could be a layover or something, and you're not going to be able to make it, and that bag gets lost.
I think it was like a month ago, this airline in Japan just celebrated 30 years of not losing a single bag.
Good for them.
Wait, share the method. Well, yeah, what's the airline?
Being Japanese.
No, what's that? No, what's the
that's
airline?
That's why it did so.
You don't know the airline?
I don't know. It was just 30. I saw something. It was like 30 years, haven't lost a single bag
that's
at
amazing.
The entire airport.
I'd brag about that shit too.
They're on their shit, man. They're good.
It's also like, it's pretty easy not to lose a fucking bag. The bags come in, you take it and you put it on the plate. I never understand how like you lose a bag.
What does that say?
I think sometimes it just doesn't make the connection sometimes.
Kansai International Airport.
We ran across O'Hare. I've never ran this fucking hard in my life through the airport. And the whole time I was like, well, our luggage ain't gonna make it. And we get on that plane, we're one of the last people. I look out the window. And sure enough,
you see it rolling through.
I was like, woo! But I was so surprised someone had that figured out where they were able to get a flight to Kalamazoo from an LAX O'Hare connection.
If it's like a connecting flight or like a leg or a connecting flight where the bag needs to make it, if it misses the flight, won't it just be on the next flight?
Usually they do.
Yes. Right? Yes. So hopefully.
Sometimes if you're on the last flight, though, it won't come in until the next day.
Got it. I'm trying to think if I've ever had a moment with my bag like that, and I don't think I've ever experienced that before. Where I had a lost bag or a bag was late.
Fun question. Do you think there are more McDonald's or airports in the U.S.?
More McDonald's or airports? There's more McDonald's.
Including like private, like little airports or... landing strip where it's like a teeny tiny one.
You got to think about it. When you look at a map, there's one airport to fucking like 10 McDonald's. There has to be more McDonald's every airport. Yeah, I think there's like 10 McDonald's to every airport.
So I learned this over my travels. There are more airports than McDonald's.
What?
And how many McDonald's?
Every airport has a McDonald's.
How many McDonald's do you think are in the 50 states? And it's okay. I'm just curious to see if
all
you guys,
50 states.
How many McDonald's do you think are in?
Are in.
In the United McDonald's. States. How many McDonald's do you think there are?
I think there's
20,000.
No, there's more.
Okay, well.
But think about how many that is per 50 states. That's a lot of McDonald's per states. I know 20,000 you would think more, but like.
36,000 McDonald's in the United States.
Okay, there are 13,636 McDonald's across all 50 states. How many airports? There are 16,116 airports, which do, because your brain, you want to think, it's a little bit of a trick question. But really, there are that many airports in terms of airstrips, places where you can land your plane. Mm. Kind of crazy, though, that airports
crazy.
Beat the McDonald's by only 3,000.
That is
like,
weird.
It's just such a crazy number about the difference between those two.
I mean, I guess there's just some states that only have a fucking 20 McDonald's then, you know?
Right, because there's more. I don't know how many McDonald's really are in South Dakota. Maybe a lot. I don't know. But... there's probably a lot of places you can land your plane more than that.
Wow, okay.
You guys may know this. But I didn't know this. Where is Bermuda?
The Bermuda Triangle.
But where is it?
Right off the coast of Florida. It's
the Gulf of Mexico, pretty much.
You think it's in the Gulf of Mexico?
No, it's to the right. It's over by the ABC Islands.
Oh, it isn't?
The ABC Islands.
Wait. I have to look at it.
You're talking about Aruba, Bonaire?
Yeah, it's like in between Coruscant, Florida and the ABC Islands.
So you think it's like in the Caribbean?
Wait.
Google it. Don't Google it.
I'm looking in the map because I need to look at...
But maybe it's going to reveal it to you.
No, it's not. No, it doesn't say where the Bermuda Triangle is on Google Maps.
It's right off the... So if you were looking at Florida, like zoom in on that map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, zoom into the map and tell me where you think it is. Or where is like mouse is. Or
it's like right over there, right?
Okay, but here, you pinpoint where the triangle is. Go to the left a little bit.
Is it right there?
No, but like...
Or more to the right, outside of the islands?
You mean the full triangle, right?
Right there, like around there.
This is crazy, Matt.
I can't believe how big it is.
For me, Bermuda, I thought we're down in the Caribbean. We are down over ABC Islands. I thought Bermuda is down by Aruba.
Bermuda is
off the coast of North Carolina. Bermuda is up there.
Yeah, it's to the right of the ABC Islands.
What are you talking about the ABC Islands?
It's within that.
ABC Islands. Well, now where are the ABC? Okay.
You thought that's where it was?
I didn't realize it was that big, but that's where I said to the.
I'm not talking about the Bermuda Triangle. I'm talking about where Bermuda is in your brain. Did you know it was all the way up there?
I didn't know it was that high up.
Like, I had no idea that the Bermuda Triangle was that big. I thought it was much smaller than that.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's so many planes that fly through there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a myth.
Yeah. No, I still thought planes still fly around it.
But Bermuda is that high up to North Carolina. Like, it's nowhere down near, like, Florida and stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe it's that big.
But where are the ABC Islands now? Aruba?
Yes, Curacao.
But isn't that all the way kind of more near South America?
No, Aruba's right there outside of Florida.
Oh, it's like right there.
Aruba closer to Florida than...
So the ABC Islands are Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Yes, and that's above South America. That's way down there.
It's not like too deep.
Compared to where Bermuda is.
Bermuda's high. Yeah.
Have you been to Bermuda?
No, but we were with this couple over my travels, and they said that they were honeymooning in Bermuda. And I'm like, oh, okay, a little Caribbean. He goes, it's not in the Caribbean. I go, where is Bermuda? And he goes, off the coast of North Carolina. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
What does Bermuda even look like?
It looks gorgeous, but I never knew that Bermuda was
You know how hotels don't have a floor 13? So they just don't have it. You never see it in any of the hotels, right, especially in America. I genuinely thought that planes flew around the triangle because it was like this.
I think there's been a large amount of myth.
Just like hotels don't have a floor 13.
No, if they know it's going to save money, they're going to fly through it.
Yeah. And then also, somebody told me floor 13, the 13th floor is like a floor where they have like storage and shit.
I thought it was just the kitchen or 13th floor is 14. That's what I thought too.
But then I was told that some hotels 13th floor, they have,
it's like a service floor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which makes sense because it's like,
you guys want to feel comfortable when you don't want to like,
I don't mind staying on a 13th floor.
I feel like in China or like four, actually it's also in Japan. Like four is like an unlucky number too. So like fourth floors, they skip those.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Like four is si in Mandarin. And that means like, it's like death. It's like not.
Sin?
Yeah.
I get it.
I guess.
So our friend Maria, like a few days ago, was out on Runyon, like the Runyon Trail. And she saw this whole situation where this old dude tried starting a fire right in the corner of like dead brush, a full fire. Like the smoke was big, which is such a crazy place to start a fire.
There's a lot of people. That's like the most popular hiking
trail. Fucking area. That's like where, when the fires were happening, one of the spots that everybody was like kind of worried about a fire starting was Runyon, because it's in the middle of it's the heart of everything.
Yeah.
Especially in this city.
So this just, because I think I just saw something about this on TikTok the other day.
Yes. Yeah. So Maria was there and I asked her if we could call her in as a eyewitness news, you know? And she said she was down. So I'm going to call her.
Okay.
I want to hear firsthand from her experience what went down.
She doesn't answer.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. All right. So right now you are on Zane and Heath Unfiltered podcast live in the studio.
Welcome.
We wanted to welcome you. We know that you were on the scene for the incident at Runyon where some dude was started a fire, correct? Do you want to give us a little timeline of what you experienced this day?
Oh my God, you guys, it was nuts. It was like one of those days, you know, and you're like, I think I live in a simulation. It was one of those. So we get to Runyon. It's me, my boyfriend's mom. He's never been to Runyon before, by the way, or she's never been to Runyon before. So we take her there. What a first experience. So we're walking up the hill. You know that, like, do you walk the paved path? I know you guys do Runyon all the time. Do you walk the paved path or do you go like the other way?
Yeah, we're familiar with the paved path.
Yeah, we usually do the, well, now you do the paved path because the other trail is closed down still from the last fires. You know, it's still closed down. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, from the last fires. Yeah. So we're on the paved path and we're going up and I'm like walking up. I'm at that last hill that's like really, really steep. Well, whatever, like pretty steep. And I get to the top. It's like right by that water fountain. I'm like looking out at LA. I'm like, okay, this is so nice. And all I hear is this guy going, fire, fire. And immediately I like pause. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what do I do?
That's a crazy thing to hear, like, on Runyon, like, on your, no, it's insane.
My fight or flight kicked in so hard. I was like, oh my God, okay. So then this guy's yelling fire, and at first I'm like, okay, is this real? Is he, like, fucking with us? Like, I don't know. So I'm looking around, I'm trying to find smoke, and I don't see anything. So I'm like, okay. So then Stone walks down, and he's like, okay, well, I'll go check it out. So I was like, okay, cool. So he's up there. I'm up at the top of the hill with his mom, and she's having the best day. She's calling everybody. She's like FaceTiming people, like, and for a second.
Because of this situation?
Yeah. She's like, look at this. This is crazy. Yeah, and no, I'm like, well, at least she's
like a celebrity in LA.
Yeah. So then I get on my phone. I call 911, you guys. I was on hold with 911. Like, they literally were like, please hold for the next operator.
Oh,
for
at
least 10 minutes.
The city's about
so
to burn
bad.
Down. It's so bad.
So bad.
And literally everyone's on hold when you call 911 in this fucking city.
On hold. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm looking at everybody else and everyone's kind of like also trying to figure out what to do in this moment. So I at first was like, I was on hold for so long. I forgot that I was on the phone. So then at one point I'm like watching her take videos of everything. And I'm like, well, fuck, I want to take videos.
That's fine.
So
and I'm like, you know what? And I'm sure there was maybe like 30 other people also trying to call 911 for the exact same situation. That's probably why they probably see how many calls are coming in for the same situation. They're just like, let's ignore everybody else and let's just take the call.
Could you imagine if like someone's having a different crisis and they're like, not today.
Yeah, right. If you imagine you're having a like a heat stroke or heart attack at Runyon, you'd be fucked. They're like, oh, we have another Runyon call. Yeah, just ignore it.
Ignore. So then I was on the phone and then I'm like, well, okay, I can either like hang up and let other people deal with it. And then I can like take videos or I could stay on hold. So I hung up.
Marie, your city's about to burn down and you were thinking about make it a TikTok. Have you a content
creator?
Hey guys,
we're live right now.
I was like, I can either report this to the police or I can be KTLA live. And I went that route.
I respect
so
that.
So are you watching the fire grow like as you're sitting there or is it pretty like small and kind of contained?
Okay, so sorry, I'll get to that. So then we start like walking down the hill because everyone's like, okay, fire. We see the smoke coming from around the corner. So we're like, okay, this is real. So we start walking back down that steep hill and all you see is this palm tree perfectly lit on fire. And it's really hard to see when you look at the videos, and I'll send you guys everything. It's hard to see when you look at the videos, but the bark was burning completely. And I was like, for a split second, I was like, this tree is going to collapse. Like, it's completely on fire. But it's interesting because you don't see the flames on the bark, but you could hear it and you could see it, but the flames weren't like super crazy. And then I'm also looking out to my left and there's this dude, like arms crossed, like big dude. And he's blocking this guy that has like a backpack. He's got like a red shirt on, looks like a weirdo. And everybody's also, meanwhile, we're all talking to each other, yelling as like this is all happening and people are talking and whatnot. So we end up finding out that the guy in the big shirt, he saw the guy set the fire and he used to be like an ex. I don't want to misspeak, but I think he used to be like an ex-cop or something, or he worked in some sort. So he knows what to do. And he just stood there. No one like touched him. They just made sure that he wasn't leaving. And so we're all standing there kind of like waiting for the cops to arrive, looking at this guy. Everyone's sort of waiting, standing there being very hyper aware. Cause like, what if this guy, he had a bag and no one was taking the bag from him. Cause we don't want to intervene like that. We were just making sure that he was stayed put so that he didn't go anywhere so that we could just arrest him and like call
It's scary because you don't know if this guy has anything to lose. You know, he could like just be have a manic episode and be like, you know what, fuck off. He pulls out a knife, pulls out a gun.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, what That's if this so guy, scary. Like, what if there's a, like, what if there's a bomb in this, I don't know. Like, it could be anything. I'm standing by this guy. And it was really scary. Like, actually really scary. So I'm like, oh, this is like a real life, like, situation. Like, this is okay. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like, this, like, bad shit does happen. Okay.
Did he seem to be like annoyed that they were like stopping him and holding him there? Like, was he like trying to get away?
No, he wasn't trying to get away. He also admitted to setting the fire. And
he looked very calm. He looked very calm in the video. It was really weird.
Yeah, no, you guys, he was smoking his vape.
Oh,
well, at least it wasn't a lit cigarette.
Yeah. I was like,
what flavor was it?
I don't know. I think it was like blue.
How
Fuck it up, blue res.
How old did the guy look?
He's a blue res.
How old did the guy look?
He looked like shit, first of all.
Oh, there we go. There's a picture of him right there.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks like shit. Red shirt. He just looks like a weirdo, but he wasn't. You know how crackheads are constantly like making. He was perfectly calm, just like a weirdo. I think he had like a bad day and decided that this is how he wanted to
weird do. And you would expect him to be yelling at the world like the reason why he set the fire, like, you know what, fuck all hell, blah blah blah.
Burn,
but
he was
just
still
just, and you know what, that's even scarier. It's scarier that someone's just so calm doing this.
Oh yeah, that's why I was like, this dude has a plan B and I'm so terrified. So then sure enough, like, time goes by and I'm standing there and I'm just like,
how much
oh my
time,
God. Like,
how much time has gone by from him lighting it, the guys kind of confronting him and like trying to not let him pass, to when the police arrive?
I want to say, so the first to arrive was the firefighters. I want to say it was about 15 minutes, but oh, wow. As I was standing there, like, perfect. Everything was just crazy, but I want to say like maybe 15 minutes, plus they have to go from down the hill all the way up.
Yeah, those poor firefighters had to hike up that.
I know, but you know, they had a helicopter go right over it too and put it out, right? Oh. Like, how long did it take for the helicopter to?
I'll get there. So the firefighters come up, there's like multiple fire trucks, and I'm standing there because like on the edge, past where the pavement is, like there's a small patch of soil or whatever, and then there's just like cliff, you know what I mean? So there's nowhere really for me to go. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I've got like a floor seat to cops this,
and I got
crazy.
Nothing to do today. Yeah,
you're, that's right, entertainment right there. That's kind of sick, but I'm glad like help got there quick though.
It was unfortunate, but I was like, oh my God, this is insane. So then the firefighters roll up, and and it's so funny because Stone's mom's like single. She's like fixing her hair. She's like, how do I look? And I'm like, baby, you look great. So then the firefighters roll up, and then the cops eventually roll up, and then they take over. They start questioning him. They put him in handcuffs. Everybody's clapping. And then once he's arrested though, then the firefighting continues. So the fire had spread a little bit to the brush behind this palm tree. So they get out the fire hoses, or they're hammering it down, and then all of a sudden these helicopters, multiple, are like flying around, and they have these numbers on them, and I was like, no way they're gonna do a water drop, because I don't know how far something has to go for it to require a water drop. But I didn't know if this was like too bad, or I have no idea, because it seemed like it was one tree and then a couple brushes behind, but
I'm sure they're taking all measures because of how close this fire is to houses. Yeah.
Yes. So all of a sudden I'm like looking and I'm like, no way. Are they going to do a fire drop? You guys.
Oh yeah. Gets in her bathing suit.
A water drop. And I was like, oh my God, you guys. So they come over with the helicopter. Sure enough, water drop. And I was like, that was sick. I was so close that I got sprayed.
Hey, wow.
Yes. And I was like,
Maria, you're going to be telling your kids about this moment.
I know, it was insane. I can't wait to tell my kids about this moment.
Wow.
And then, and it was crazy because when it was all said and done, we watched like a couple drops happen. And then I was like, I don't know, maybe we should get out of their way and go. And then after that, we were like walking down the hill. People are like asking me, they're like, what happened? I airdropped some guy like videos of the thing. He's like, I can't wait to show my wife. I'm like, go off.
You're kind of like
an actual hero.
Yeah. Maria, you did a lot for the community today.
I think I did. I think I really did. I feel good about it, you know, my contributions.
I just found out that the guy who like confronted the arsonist, he used to be the wide receiver for the University of Kentucky.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like a former football player too. Wow. And so Kentucky's been like praising him for his heroic.
He had to have done it. Do you think he did a story time on TikTok about the situation?
He should.
The football player?
Yeah, yeah.
He's our next guest.
Uh-huh. Scott Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, have him on. He's awesome. Him and I think it was his girlfriend that were there, they're awesome. Like, such a great dude, really took control of the situation. And honestly, I don't even know. I don't know if that guy would have gotten away or not had he not been there.
If he, honestly, he probably would have gone away because no one's going to bother this guy. If he was able to make that turn after, like, and nobody saw him, nobody would have even stopped him. Yeah.
Give him the key to the city.
Yeah. And he looks like a normal fucking hiker. There's nothing off about him, really, when you look at him. Like, you could walk right by him on your run.
So weird.
Yeah.
Ever feel like your mornings are as wild as a trip to a crowded department store, trying to find what you need but only finding chaos? Thrive Market makes grocery shopping the opposite, simple and stress-free. Everything shows up at your door, from clean snacks to pantry staples, all high quality and with over 1,000 sketchy ingredients restricted. Trusted brands like Rouse and Chomps are just a click away, so you can shop from your couch and never worry about hidden junk. Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing off about him, but he did, like, when he was talking, he did seem like, I don't know, he just seemed like a weirdo. He just doesn't look like the type of guy that's going to go hike Runyon, you know?
But he did. He was in, like, like hiking attire, though. Like, in cargo shorts, tank top, with his backpack, and I mean, maybe Runyon's the glasses didn't look.
That are like, oh my God, I got my Lululemon.
Do we know
Malibu?
Do we know how Malibu. He tried to start it? He like poured lighter fluid and lit a match, or did like?
Oh yeah.
How?
I don't know. I don't know how he started it because he had already kind of like done it by the time that I got down there. But I don't know. I honestly, I feel like maybe the news would know. But they did find, obviously, I guess, like, you have to have a reason to search him. But once they went through his bag, I want to say that they found lighter fluid and, like, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't actually see him doing
What's the punishment for that, you think?
Oh.
I don't know, because I was like, dude, lock this guy up for life. Like,
yeah, no, he's going to do this again. Yeah, this guy needs to be locked up for sure.
It's really bad.
So bad.
I think you could be like,
he did it and then goes, yeah, I did it. I'm like, I hope you like jail. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. And the fact that now that the police know that somebody can just easily light a fire, who knows what they're going to have at this trail now, or even probably close it down. I don't know. Do you think they would
ID checks, maybe, like, I don't know, just to enter it.
Yeah.
Like,
it says, so another thing too, is like, you're getting charged with like arson and everything, but like, every like big major fire we've had like this that has like broken out, like, unfortunately people have lost their lives. So technically I feel like they could charge him with like attempted murder, like certain things like that, because people, like, if it spread could have,
if it spread though, do you think,
but the thing is, he purposefully set it. If it was an accidental fire that had happened and, you know, he had a house where his stove caught on fire and it spread, like, obviously that's different, but like, he purposely tried to start a wildfire to spread and like do damage.
Yeah.
So like, I think it also says too, it can result in life in prison.
Yeah. Aggravated arson. That'd be the punishment. But yeah, it's
crazy.
Matt, do you see where, like, what's the, like, how long you can go to jail for that?
Oh, for arson?
Even just like what he, like the fire he made. It did, obviously it didn't spread that much.
Yeah,
but
life imprisonment.
What he did that day could.
Arson of property is 3 years. Aggravated arson, though, can result in life imprisonment.
Like lighting someone's house on fire.
It's pretty bad.
I think that's a different punishment than like lighting a part, like Runyon on fire, right?
Well, but there are houses at Runyon, so.
There is.
You know, what if that's someone's like backyard and then that trickles in? I don't know the legality behind that, but.
Can lead to prison sentence of up to 6 years for causing damage to structures and.
I can see him going. I can see him going 3 years in prison. Well, Maria.
We're glad you made it out safely.
Yes. Thank you so much for being an eyewitness out there, giving us the hot scoop into the story. And I think after this story, I think we're going to become like a news channel.
That's why I don't hike.
I think you. I agree.
I don't work out. Because we got to stop these people. Safe. There's going to be more. Someone's going to see this and be inspired by it. We have to now. More people have to go hiking. We got to stop this shit.
We got to take it matters into our own hands.
Exactly, Queen.
And then a hero comes along.
Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank
we'll see you later.
Sounds good. Bye.
I can't believe
our first caller for that's a long time. It's been a long time since we've done a call in. Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
For a juicy story like that. I don't know. I think this kind of changes shit up for our show. Kind of crazy. We should tell Spotify to like boost the show a little bit.
Yeah.
On the charts.
Hey guys, we had a call in guest.
Yeah. It's going to be like a hot one. Did you hear about the fire? You know, the fire, the what? Well, you know, the fire on Runyon. Well, we have like
the
official exclusive like news for that.
It all comes here first. It does. Do you see the little teddy bear that was found in California at like a gas station that they thought was wrapped in human skin?
They thought, or did they think
so
it?
It was, so it was left on like this like corner kind of like gas station thing. It's a teddy bear, but it looked really, really well done with like, it looks like,
oh God,
skin and like, just like very bizarre. But I guess when they first found it, they thought that it was human.
Ew.
Ever feel like your mornings are as wild as a trip to a crowded department store, trying to find what you need but only finding chaos? Thrive Market makes grocery shopping the opposite, simple and stress-free. Everything shows up at your door, from clean snacks to pantry staples, all high quality and with over 1,000 sketchy ingredients restricted. Trusted brands like Rouse and Chomps are just a click away, so you can shop from your couch and never worry about hidden junk. Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
But yeah, so they, I guess they like tested it and everything. They didn't know like what the whole deal was. Turns out they were able to trace it back, and this guy was like, yeah, I sold that on Etsy to some dude. He's like, I just make like cool, like scary prop type things. But they ended up catching the person that left it out trying to scare people, like as a prank.
Oh.
That dude just got prison time.
What?
For doing this, because I guess they pulled all resources and stuff to try to like figure all this stuff out. And
they can't put someone in prison for doing that.
I guess if he purposely did something like that.
But it's, but I mean, it's
disturbing the peace.
But prison time is crazy for that. That is a little too harsh for, it's just a teddy bear. It's not.
So you think he should have been fined?
Apparently they like had to do, you know, bring all the people in and do like a crime scene investigation. It was like wasting money and resources.
I understand that. So punish him for that. But like prison time is a little crazy.
Yeah. I look up. I wonder if they said the sentence yet.
And also like disturb, like some people might not find that teddy bear scary. You know, so how?
And he called it in. That was the thing too.
Oh,
he called
okay.
it in to report it.
Got it. Okay, okay.
That adds it up then.
Okay.
So, causing a report of emergency while knowing it was false and intentionally and wrongfully planting evidence to falsely present as real.
Got it. That makes sense. It kind of reminds me of that story with the UFO hot air like balloon thing where they're like, yes, my son's trapped in there.
Oh, but the balloon boy.
Balloon boy. I
remember that, watching that in high school, the live stream, and that little hovercraft when it landed, we thought there was going to be a
Did you believe that there was a boy in there?
Yeah. We all did. And then there was a lot of fear that the boy had already fallen out in that, that maybe he wasn't going to be in it.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, that whole family was just a big ploy to get
insane.
A reality show.
Insane.
So stupid.
The documentary, they just made one for Netflix. It comes out, I think it came out like today or yesterday.
What, about the balloon boy?
Oh, no way.
Well, I'm going to watch it because like I don't really know much about it. So it'll be my treadmill watch. But you saw it happening like in real time.
I did. Yeah. We watched it live. We were in theater class. Well, school had just ended and it was like around 2 or 3 p.m. and we were getting ready to like rehearse for our musical, and we just had it on the live stream.
Wow.
And we're watching it. It was That's fucking crazy.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning into another episode. Thank you for watching. We love you so much. If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling so you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You also get early access. We post it a few days early on Patreon, and they're ad free. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. It's a great time. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check it out.
We post these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath if you want to see our beautiful faces that are with the voices.
All right, Unwind, we'll see you guys in a second. We love you.
Peace. Peace. Toodles. And blessings. XOXO.
Yeah, yo.